Stand up.
Well, in the coach's corner, I make you a mourner. And that's what happens when it don't concern ya. 707, take the team to playoffs. Do anything to get us there like Adolf. Federation gang, a king and kilos. Doom crew get more love than free throws. Coach Ali, ball out of respect. Wap City on mine, and we go for the next.
Sit up on the block, on the corner and post. I'm the Coach Ali, the number one host. Play by play, he'll show you the ropes. Kilos, doing the king, please take note. Put me in, coach, show him how we play. King doing kilos in the corner, man. With Coach Ali showing y'all the game. Got the best round here, boy, flawless, man.
Yeah. Once again, it's on, man. It's Wednesday, 5/27/2020, man. A hump day on this Wednesday. I'm your man, Coach Ali. This is the Coach's Corner, your home of independent hip hop, live interviews, brand new music, and more, man. Speaking of live interviews, hopefully, if everything goes well, I will have professional boxer Miguel the Caveman Contreras inside the Coach's Corner, man. That's Miguel the Caveman Contreras inside the Coach's Corner a little bit later on, man. I did have an interview with Richie Evans, but unfortunately, our wires got crossed, and so we got to reschedule, man. So I will get that purge in the mix a little bit later on, man. A lot of bullshit's been happening over the last couple days, man. It's been a lot of bullshit, man. There was a video that went viral with a lady in Central Park trying to call the police on an African-American. But just being in the park, man, and, you know, she tried to fabricate a story. I heard she got fired, you know what I mean? This social media is working to an extent. I mean, this public shaming, it works. It helps out a little bit. But I don't think it really hits the core of what's really going on. And then if you've been asleep under a rock or on another planet, I don't know where the fuck you've been. Yesterday was all kind of riots in Minneapolis. There was a brother killed police, unarmed again. He was choked out with a little like a wrestling move, you know what I mean? And so, you know, shit like this, I mean, it just got to stop, man. You know what I mean? It really has to stop. You know what I'm saying? He died before even the ambulance got there. It was a video. It's gone viral, you know what I mean? It took me a long time to share the video out, you know, because we as a people, especially being African-American, we've always, when it comes to the media and outlets and things of that nature, images, they don't have a problem with putting that on the front page of the newspaper. You know, when I think about Emmett Till, I wasn't even born during that time, but people still had the newspaper, you know what I mean, for years later of that. So America hasn't changed as far as what they would show. Instead of it being on the newspaper, they're going to publicly put it on social media, you know, to spark some type of reaction, you know what I mean, from a group of people, you know what I mean? And so that's what both videos were. I think that's what they were put up there for the other day. They were distractions to keep us off a target, an agenda. They keep talking about our vote, you know what I mean, how valuable our vote is. And so I think if they can get us off our square, get us to react a certain kind of way, we will fall for the trap. Like my man Yuck Mouth always says, slow down, Turbo. And what's his other quote? The banana in the tailpipe, man. So I would agree with Brother Yuck. You know, these things are done to spark some type of reaction, you know what I mean? And so that there's a trap being set. And that's the agenda behind all this stuff. But again, I got some questions that I want to bring up as far as this police brutality and we as a people and what we going to do about it. I mean, you know, riots for 1 week is not good enough. Sharing this on social media for a month is not good enough. You know, so when are we as a people going to stand up and take responsibility for our actions? Let's control the narrative. You know, they always throw that, well, black on black crime, you know, that's bullshit. There is a such thing called black on black crime, but statistically, there's more white on white crime in America than black on black crime. So Negro, stop using that. Well, black on black crime, you know, every time a black person says that, it gives some sort of justification, I would imagine. I don't know, because I don't agree with it. You know what I mean? So yeah, talk to me, tap in, let me know what y'all think about that. You know what I mean? I'm your man, Coach Ali. We call him plays, X's and O's, and execution. It's all on how you run them. And, you know, and I think I'm going to just flash this back one time. So I think we kind of moved forward, but then I think we stuck. You know what I'm saying? I think we stuck, man. So, yeah, I'm going to hit y'all with some Cam, my brother Cam out of Los Angeles. Stereotype, man. Let's not be the stereotype. Run a play.
They say a Negro ain't good for nothing but a show. Talking slang and walking with a radio. Dripping sweat on the basketball court. Dominating, possessed at all sports. Or inventing some new kind of handshake to get their picture on a box of pancake mix. So I kick some hip hop and go to church Sunday to hit me a flip flop. But praying ain't all we do. See, next we play bingo and barbecue. Them days I could praise the Lord and still gamble and eat more dead meat than little black Sambo. But I gotta hear a lot of old ladies catching the Holy Ghost most in their 80s. And I don't wanna hear no yelling. Nah, I'ma just kick it and finish this watermelon. Cause I'm a stereotype. They think all black people look alike. We either go and strike a hut hut hike, or up on the microphone making they neighborhood nervous. So I get post service wherever I go. They said he's trying to put jackets on me, cause I ain't one of they big ass homies. Nah, I'm just a Negro who knows when jumping. So they be acting like I'm trying to steal something. When I go to the store, I out to eat. Ladies start putting purses by their feet, pulling cans of mace out they bra like one time. Waiting on some crime for me to commit so they can unload. That's how tricks get flowed. Y'all can't let y'all imaginations get the best of y'all. And that goes for the rest of y'all. Yeah, cause I'm the stereotype. Yep, this is stereotype. So I'm just your typical so-called Afro-American. Back in your hair again, at your dough for more free butter and cheese. Please let me take my cake cutter and tease this buckwheat head to fit the stereotype scenario that I gave on my application. Unemployment information, like moms can't find no affordable housing. How many kids she got? About 1,000. And everyone got a different daddy. And I had to quit my job cause of my bad knee. But before my injury, I was fine. Did everything from a jack to a shoe shine. I was always down to work then, until I got stretched out in the pen. Yep, now I'm the stereotype. So yeah, I get it all from the big screen. Showing black girls hoeing at 16 on the corner, outside in the cold, half naked. Ain't nothing sacred, cause all they know is what they seeing on daytime drama. So now they like teenage grandmamas who gotta stop they work and roll to the nurse for a purse full of birth control. And that ain't so proper, cause in my hood they need to cancel soap operas. Cause black females be believing all that. That's why they fall fat, so young and innocent, that by the time they reach 18, they been a went crazy, hitting that P.I.P. every Gladys night with a silent E. Yeah, so I'm the stereotype. That's right. I'm just a stereotype.
That was Cam right there. You know what I'm talking about, Cam. That one's called Stereotype. Y'all inside the Coach's Corner. I'm your man, Coach Ali, and we call him plays, S's and O's, and execution is how you run them, man. Shout out to Green Smoke 71. I see you. Thank you for tapping in with your boy, man. I appreciate you, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to, yes, sir, that is, who's this? Obsession. Okay. Okay, I see y'all. And EMAC Entertainment, man, what's going on with y'all, man? Ray Trippy 333, what's going on with y'all, man? Appreciate y'all, man. Yeah, we talking about what's going on, man, right now, Minneapolis, man. It's going on all over America, though. You know, police brutality, man. Yesterday, I was talking about something, and I got a challenge. I grew up in the NWA area. I play mob music. I agree with the music, right? But at the same time, I think there's an agenda that was put behind the music, you know what I mean? Because, yeah, fuck the police. Fuck the punk-ass police who do some fucked up shit, you know what I mean? They make it hard for some good cops, you know what I mean? There's some good cops. Not all cops is fucked up. But the police system in general needs an overhaul. I think there's no checks and balances in these police departments, especially when it comes to race. There's not enough diversity. And I think music has a lot to do with it. The attitude has a lot to do with it. You know what I mean? Yeah, fuck the punk police, you know. But, you know, there got to be some good officers. I mean, I probably know a handful, maybe five. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know about the rest of them. It makes it hard to trust when time and time again, they abuse their power and give us reasons for mistrust in the system in general. But my challenge is this to the people, man. We need to put more blacks and browns in the police department, man. There needs to be more recruiting of blacks and browns. And even if they're not recruiting us, I think it should be more of us going to apply. So that way the numbers could show how many times we've been denied. You feel me? And then there's problems with that, too. You know, you get some blacks and browns who join the police force and sell out. You know what I mean? And they start acting just like them other motherfuckers. So, you know, we got to weed all this shit out, man. We're all humans at the end of the day. You know what I mean? But unfortunately, African-Americans in America have been mistreated time and time again. Time and time and time and time again. You know, and I just want to know when we as a people are going to control the narrative and not allow this to happen. You know, going out in the middle of the street, throwing bricks at the police cars and shit like that ain't gonna work. That don't scare them. You know what I mean? But if you organize, you know what I'm saying? That there's power in the organization, man. And then you do something strategically and act strategically, that shows power. But when we all out there in the middle of the street, running around, jumping, yelling and screaming and emotional, you know, they train for that, and you see how they act. They pepper spray us. They shoot us down with tear gas, water hoses, time and time and time and time and time again. So that shit ain't working. That shit is not working. You know what I mean? So, you know, we got to figure out a solution. You know, what are we going to do as a people? Are we going to keep pointing the finger? Are we going to keep blaming the blame game? You know, but there ain't nothing to blame when it's on videotape, bro. You know what I mean? When the motherfucker's guilty, you know, there's nobody to blame. The proof is right there. And what needs to be happen to these guys is whenever they do get caught, they should be trialed and prosecuted to the full extent of the law. That way this shit don't happen. America needs to set an example, you know, to other Americans to let them know that we ain't tolerating this shit. You know what I mean? I got some white partners, man, that's on my Facebook, and they white, and they like, fuck them honky ass crackers. Those is white people saying that shit, man. So, you know, when more motherfuckers step up to the plate like that and say, hey, we ain't tolerating it, period. Whether it's black on black, brown on brown, white on white, and vice versa in any other category. Motherfuckers need to stand up for injustice, period. You know what I mean? If you see something, say something, man. Don't just videotape it, bro. You're just as guilty. I don't get that shit. You know what I mean? Shout out to my boy Nate, man. I don't get why a motherfucker would videotape, bro. I mean, you know, not too long ago, a couple weeks ago, when Mr. Aubrey got gunned down, the dude who videotaped got charged too. So that should be the same thing. Whether you black, white, purple, green, if you see an injustice and you're going to videotape it and you feel that's all you can do, then I understand. But if you can actually do something else, you know what I mean? Push that motherfucker, you know what I mean? Do something. You know, I think fear has a lot to do with a lot of this bullshit. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers is operating on fear. And they not operating on faith. They not operating in their God body, man. God don't teach fear. Period.com. So, you know what I mean? Don't let the fear perpetuate your mind, man. I think that's what's really going on. You know what I mean? But then as the people, we got to stop buying into the stereotypes. We play the role for the stereotype and then cry victim. Stop. You can't. You know, one ass can't ride two horses, like Sugar Free say, man. You know what I mean? So you can't have it both ways. You know what I mean? Black folks, we can't have it both ways. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it just, this shit got to stop, man. Y'all got to knock this shit off, man. Hey, I'm going to play this Ascari X, man. This is how we feeling right now. Just going with the vibes and the signs of the times. You feel me? Hey, this is Ascari X, man, a war of the state. Run a play.
I've been kicking beats for all these motherfuckers, man. But goddamn, I can't find X, man. X was the one, though.
I'm telling you, man, I ain't seen that brother in a long time.
Hey, I heard he went to jail or some shit like that.
I heard that too, man.
DYA or something, man. Who the motherfucker walking down the street, man? What's up, nigga?
What's up, man? How you been, man?
All right, baby.
You kind of scared me. I'm like, bro, what's up, man?
Yeah. Where you been, man?
Oh, man, they had me up in the jailhouse, man.
Again?
Yeah, man, they said I tried to rob this crack, man.
Oh, man. Yeah. How does shit go down, though?
Man, it's a long story, man.
But check this out, man. Why don't you come to the studio, man? Let me kick this beat for you. You know, you let me know what's going on. All right,
man. That's what it goes right there. So where y'all studio at?
Right here, man.
Right here?
To the California Youth Authority.
when they open. It's a dream, but it's the same old thing. Now I'm looking at the four walls, and it seems like they're closing on me. I'm dozing off to sleep, I toss and turn through the night. My mama used to tell me it's gonna be alright, but now they don't even let me see her. I'm going to YA from YA to Santa Rita, and then to the pen. It's like torture, taking orders from my brother. Now I'm thinking of a way I could end this. Wrap the sheet around my neck, and then my recipe endless. But I can't pretend this is the way. I know that revolution is the only solution for me to be free. I heard the news that it shocked me. My public defender was up pretending he was in it to watch me. So I'm sitting in a jail for a crime that I didn't commit, and I'm mad as shit. I know I gotta get away. If I don't, they gonna lock me up in CYA. So I'm thinking of a master plan, but I gotta think faster. Damn, cause my time is coming up for show. On the 21st, they gonna ship me to the airport. And it don't feel great being locked down. A motherfucking war to the state. They won't let me get a phone call, but they better not let me ride a ladder. I wrote the Uhuru House and I told them to bring the helicopter to the courtyard and drop the rope. And I'll be right there with my black pop bit form high in the air. I told the crew that the answers were coming to get me. And they said they was down to come with me. The time to leave was 4 o'clock. We got our door open because he stuffed a lot. I walked to the corner and I'm hoping that the nightmare of sleepy got his back to me. He's watching TV. Up on him like a creeper, banked to the grill, then I got him in a sleeper. Now it only takes 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now the job is done. I grabbed his keys and I opened up the door, thinking of freedom as I'm trapped in a courtyard. I know pretty soon the pigs are gonna be running, but that's okay. I hear the helicopter coming. I heard a voice answer, X, is that you? A light in my face, that's when I screamed out a hoo-hoo. He dropped the ladder, I started to climb. Visions of freedom flashed through my mind. Halfway up the ladder, I fell. I hit the ground, my mind went blank like I was smoking all day. I remember waking up saying, what the fuck? When the staff said, get up and stop a morning, wash up, it was a dream. But it don't feel great. I'm still in jail, a motherfucking war to the state.
Yeah, man, that was a Scary X, man, of War to the State, man. We inside the Coach's Corner, your home of independent hip-hop, live interviews, brand new music, and more, man. And we do this every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, man. Speaking of interviews, I got a professional boxer will be tapping in with me a little bit later on today, man, straight out of Bakersfield, California, man. Hey, y'all don't know nothing about Bakersfield, man. Bakersfield's a little city, right? Like a big city, but a small city in between L.A. and Fresno, somewhere in California, right? And it's kind of grimy, and it ain't a whole lot to do. You know what I mean? It's only so many options, man. And this young kid, man, you know what I mean, chose boxing at an early age, and he stuck to it, man. And I'm proud to say I've got to watch him blossom and grow and spend some time with him. I've got to spar this kid, you know what I'm saying, when he was a lot younger. Now he'll probably, you know what I'm saying, not probably, I think the kid will stop me because he's hitting a lot harder than what he was as a kid, you know what I mean? Miguel, I call him Mamba, but Caveman Contreras will be in the building with us talking boxing, talking what's going on in the streets in the world, man, and we're just going to get to know this young boxer, undefeated, you know what I mean? So shout out to Bakersfield, California, man, you know what I mean, for producing nothing but fighters. You know what I mean? Whoop that ass, promotions and a Kern County Fight Club, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to Coach Daniel, team asshole. That's my partner, man. You know what I mean? So we're going to chop it up, man. You know what I mean? We're going to talk sports and the future of sports with this coronavirus and all that good shit. But right now, playing the music for what's going on, man. And you know what I mean? Signs of the times, man. That's what I'm doing, man. I'm playing the music that got to do with what's going on today. You feel me? Not 3 weeks ago, you know what I mean? We talking about what's going on, you know, right now, man. But some of this old school classic music, you know, it just speaks for today. But right now, watch out for the wolf. It's my man, Shil Mack, Fairfield. What's happening? Run a play.
same shit they do it for. I can identify all the UFOs. Pry open the safe, crack a face, crack a bitch back then snap it back in place. Still hungry like a nigga having ate. Instead of not having it all, I have it late. As long as I be free as a bird, I got a date. A lot of niggas talking that ain't really gotta say. You gotta get to it in a rush, like the alcohol fluid to a lush. Oh, you need it? That make two of us. But if you ain't running well, then you need some tuning up. They hope the jaws of the law chew us up, but fuck the long arm, I'ma slip a few and duck. Classic people, known to nip a few and tuck. But I knew that wasn't true, the transition was too abrupt. Who you think you foolin'? Took my kindness for weakness, cause I was coolin'. Took a break, it was briefly, now I'm resuming. I see them thoughts is deceitful behind your movement. If I wasn't doing this, what would I be doing? Saying nobody getting hurt if nobody moving. Yeah, I took it from the dirt, then I got it booming. Made you feel like you a jerk with all that assuming. What you doing, huh? Why they act like they ain't knowing what we been through? Yeah, they do, they just don't care, it ain't their issue. They assuming we don't carry the credentials. So we carry all this weight like our initials. Staring at your body as a visual. Haters throwing parties at your vigil. You better look, you better watch it. When you really buzzing, peep out them crooks. Your partners make a shitty cut. And it can happen to any of us. Tell the truth, I'll be really baffled, they really love us. Yeah, but while we in the flesh, don't wait until we gone to treat us like a guest and make us feel at home. When it ain't nothing left, cause when you wasn't on, that's when they love you best. Yeah. Aye, aye, cause when you wasn't on, that's when they love you best. Matt.
Watch out for the wolf, man. You gotta watch out for your shitty cousins, man. You know what I mean? It's going down, man. Yeah, man. We're gonna talk boxing in a few minutes, my man. Miguel Contreras, man. Undefeated boxer. Straight out of Bakersfield, California. We're gonna talk about his journey. What it takes to get there. A lot of motherfuckers think they can just, you know what I mean, jump in a boxing ring with their, you know, casual fans. And they be talking about what boxers can do, bro. Hey, listen. Don't get in the ring. You feel me? Shout out to my man, DJ KC, you know what I'm saying, keeping it lit all the way in the 310, man, tapping in with your boy, man, that's my DJ, man, you feel me, doing what he got to do, man, shout out to you, brother. Hey, yeah, we're going to talk boxing a little bit later on, man, and we're going to talk about what it takes to be a successful boxer and the sacrifice and things of that nature with Miguel Contreras, so y'all stay tapped in, you know what I mean, Miguel and Caveman Contreras will be in the building, hopefully if everything goes well, you know what I mean, we're going to talk boxing, hip-hop, influence of hip-hop and boxing and how they collab together, you know what I mean? But in the meantime, in between time, man, we're going to keep this thing funky like we do. Man, this one straight out of Bakersfield. This is my man Little Sosa on the shit again. Run a play.
Oh, shit. Sosa on that shit again. Bitch, you say you tryna fuck, I'ma need 10. Are you really with the shit, then come and run it in. I'm only 19, but I ain't nothing like an average man. Shit, I'm in love with the Uchis, why you love a bum? Bitch, that nigga that you love, gon' fumble fun. Shit, I'm in it for the bag, ain't no time for fun. So you better lace up them cleats and go and get you one. Send a route for the bag, bet it touchdown. Didn't want me back then, but she want me now. And her mama calling Sosa like we up now. Told you I'm a real nigga, I don't fuck around. I'm jacking that finesse and who the fuck said it's dead? The big Cuddy G pushing stones like he Fred. Out of breath, cause lately I've been running up this check. Bitch, you can hop out this whip if you ain't giving no neck. I don't mean to call you bitch, but I ain't calling you bae. If you bad, but you broke, then get the fuck out my face. Cause you whipped ass niggas wonder why they get paid. That's why I'm doing bitches try, cause I don't believe what they say. Try to lace up them cleats to run and play on a blade. And quit asking hella questions, we ain't got time to debate. Put the Uchis, I'ma get it, ain't no time to be late. I'm only here for my trap, hell no, I ain't finna stay. Hey, so I'm talking shit, why you being so rude? Cause he think his bitch bad, but she ain't put me in the mood. She just a regular bitch, doing regular shit. So I threw my shit in sport and did the dash on a bitch. Now I'm smashing all in traffic, where the fuck is the mud? See this look in my eyes, I ain't showing no love. Nigga said he got the juice, told him pull that shit up. But we strip you for your shit, just for thank you to plug. Tell her she better shake that ass, if she want me spend some cash. Cause I ain't giving her shit, if she ain't throwing it back. I'm a real rude nigga, ain't no sorry with that. Told her once you lose me, baby, there ain't no coming back. Come fuck with a nigga, let's come run up a play. Shit, the way you get hypey, would have thought you from the bay. We ain't here for relations, I'm just trying to get paid. Bet I'm quick to cut her off and send her back where she stay. Told you I'm a rude nigga, ain't no sorry with that. Bitch, you better get the Uchis or you walking back. We come straight to the point, I ain't cutting no slack. But I'll give you a little time before I'm doubling back. Hey, boss nigga, and I'm really on my boss shit. Fuck your little foreign, bitch, I'm flying in a spaceship. Wood to the neck, got a nigga feeling dumb lit. I'm smoking on this gas, why you smoking on that bullshit, bitch?
Yeah, that's right. That's Little Sosa straight out of Bakersfield, California. You inside the Coach's Corner. I'm your man, Coach Ali. This is the home of independent hip-hop, live interviews, brand new music, and more every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Man, a power hour of hip-hop, man. It's going down, man. You know what I mean? Hey, yeah, man. Hey, I was talking about that earlier, bro. You know what I mean? Yeah, man, it's just crazy, bro. You know what I mean? It's one of them private conversations, Brody. You know what I'm saying? It's a private conversation. I believe that we as the people got to come together and have a private conversation with ourselves. You know what I mean? I really believe that. I believe blacks and browns, you know, poor people, you know what I'm saying? I think poor people, that's what I believe. All poor people need to come together and we need to have a conversation amongst ourselves. You feel me? Because, man, this shit that's going on, it can't be tolerated no more, man. So if we have a conversation amongst ourselves and see how we can address the situation with positivity, I think we'll have a better outcome than we always run into social media. We always run it. And what happens is we put other people in our business and it don't be our business no more. So then that's how come we keep getting manipulated out of our position, bruh. We giving up leverage when we keep inviting, you know, other motherfuckers into our conversation. So this shit going, I believe it's going to continue until we sit down and have a private conversation amongst ourselves and we come to some sort of agreement and some type of plan to prevent this shit from happening. You know what I mean? And one of my solutions is I believe we need more black and brown police, period. You know what I mean? More numbers. Yeah, black police showing out for the white cop. It's a lot of that. You know what I mean? But it's a lot of Negroes just showing out, period. You know what I mean? Just showing out to show out. You know what I mean? For likes, views. You know what I mean? They just showing the fuck out. You know what I mean? I mean, so that has to stop, bruh. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? I don't agree with none of that shit. Anytime, you know, an unarmed man is taken out, you know, by police. You know, anytime anybody is unarmed, it's not a fair fight. So I don't agree with it. You know what I mean? Yeah, they rioting. They acting emotional. I understand that. You know what I mean? But what we going to do with this when the emotions wear off? You know, in a week or two when somebody else get knocked down, you know what I'm saying? I mean, how many more it's going to take to when we as a people, we got to say, we got to start putting ourselves on the opposite end on that. You feel me? And, you know, overthrow the system, more politicians, you know what I'm saying, more school teachers, more lawyers, more doctors, you know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody can't have a podcast, bro, you know what I'm saying? Straight up, everybody can't be a rapper, you know what I mean? You know, this ain't what I do full time, you know what I mean? God has blessed me, but this ain't what I do full time. I got a fucking job, you know what I mean? And that's what a lot of people, you know, they feel to tell you that they got a real job. A lot of these entertainers and shit got a real motherfucking job. And ain't nothing wrong with a real motherfucking job because motherfuckers got real bills that don't stop coming. You know what I mean? So, you know, we all can't, you know, live the dream. You feel me? You know, because like Nipsey said, you know, being a starving artist, he couldn't do it. He was thinking about, you know, so. And with this police brutality, man, I believe we need to organize. I think we need to police ourselves. And I think we need to put together laws. I think we need more lawyers and doctors to write laws in place so that other fellow Americans don't believe they can get away with it. You know what I mean? It's a bunch of bullshit, man. The whole narrative, the whole internet narrative with the girl choking the dog out, you know what I mean? She did more damage to the dog than anybody did walking by her in Central Park. You know what I mean? So what? They got fired. You know what I mean? They need to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law so they can stop fabricating shit. You know what I mean? Fear. You know what I mean? I thank God that I was raised in Fairfield, California, a melting pot. You know what I mean? Black, white, Guamanian, Filipino, Mexican, fucking. We was all niggas. You know what I'm saying? Straight the fuck up. You know what I mean? We was poor. Vallejo, California, Fairfield, California, Susun, California. Motherfuckers was poor. You know what I'm saying? Or they was hardworking families and had a little something, but it wasn't a whole lot. And it gave hope to the ones who was poor. Because if your partner got a job or your partner got up and you seen how he do it, it just motivated you to get up, get out and get something. You feel me? No matter what his race was. And see, this is the thing I like about Fairfield, especially about the white dudes that I know. They'll use their white privilege to go get somebody else that's not white. You feel me? Straight up. I mean, they going to get the qualified man. It ain't about race. It's about who's fucking qualified. You know what I'm saying? They going to get the qualified man. You know what I mean? But when the other motherfuckers try to use them and use their isms, you know, I like how they always reverse it and go get somebody else. You feel me? So to my brothers, you know what I'm saying, my Caucasian brothers out here who's standing up against social injustice, man, because that's what it's going to take. It's going to take all of us to stand up and fight this shit and say, we ain't tolerating it. Straight up. The riots and all that shit, that ain't this shit. That ain't this shit in 50 years. Motherfuckers been rioting. Anyway, that's it on that, man. I'm going to give y'all a COVID-19 update, man, you know, because this shit is killing motherfuckers as well. You know what I mean? COVID-19 is still rampant. Yes, it's hot as fuck outside. It's plus 100 outside in Kern County, California, where I'm at today. But Kern County is still killing motherfuckers. And with that being said, we got over 1,751 confirmed cases in Kern County. We got over 1,239 recoveries and 25 deaths. You know what I'm saying? In California, we got over 90,000 people confirmed cases and 3,708 deaths. You know what I mean? So, and across the United States, we got 1.7 million people. 1.7 million people, man. You know, 366,000 recoveries and 101,000 deaths, man. So, that's a lot. You know, in the United States, man. You feel me? That's a whole lot. Salam alaikum, sajalalahu, man, and Chef A. Green, what's going on with you, man? You feel me? Yes, we was talking about the past couple days' events, man, and I'm tired. I'm tired of talking about this shit. I didn't want to share it because I don't like seeing that. And I think the more we share shit like that, it kind of perpetuates that it's cool to keep knocking us down. You know what I mean? But at the same time, we need to share it to let everybody know that we ain't going to tolerate it. You know what I mean? Just like here in America, we learn about the Jewish Holocaust. Feel me? We need to keep celebrating Black history and keep talking about our Holocaust so that people will know that this shit's offensive, man. Yeah, it does spread trauma. I do agree with you, but at the same time, you know, I'm kind of mixed, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of mixed. You know, a part of me is like, high tonight. You feel me? Then a part of me is like, mentally, what I'm just to do to make him high tonight. You know what I'm saying? What I'm going to do to stand up and be a representative in their face all the time, you know, of something that they could not destroy. You feel me? So it's like a catch-22. You know, they want us out in the streets, you know what I mean, acting like animals so they could knock us down like animals. We've been marching. We've been protesting for how many years now? You know what I'm saying? So my challenge is we need more lawyers. We need more doctors. We need more black police, period. Period.com. We need to overthrow the system in that manner. We need more black congressmen. And we're not talking about the ones who sell out for the chips and things of that nature. Yeah, we know black police showing up for the white guy. But we got to control our own narrative and change that, bro. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. Our minds are weapons. You know what I'm saying? So we got to use our weapons. Our bodies are. So we got to train as such. You feel me? But also use that brain. That brain is power. You know what I mean? We come together collectively. You know what I'm saying? We can rule the nation. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but with all this information, we arguing amongst each other. Who's God? You know, Jesus, Allah, Buddha. None of that shit matter. None of that shit, you know what I'm saying, matters. Period. You feel me? We got to just put ourselves in a better position by any means necessary. You know what I'm saying? Be positive role models by any means necessary. You know what I mean? Because as far as I'm looking at it, this shit almost over, man. It's just the start. You know what I'm saying? With all the knowledge, yes, that we have, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, okay, cops taking off and they join fraternal orders. No longer black, he's blue. We'll act accordingly. Nigga, I'm a fucking Mason. I'm Muslim and I'm a Mason. I took an oath too. I took an oath when I joined the United States Army to protect this country against enemies, foreign and domestic. What I saw, those was domestic terrorists. You feel me? Those was domestic terrorists. So it don't have nothing to do with that. You know what I'm saying? We took a... What I'm saying is if it was more numbers, if it was more of us, you know what I'm saying? And we all took the same oath, you know what I'm saying? They told us that when we was in the Army, we was all green. You feel me? We need, people need to be held accountable, period. We got to hold ourselves accountable, and we got to hold them accountable. You know what I'm saying? Period. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. You know, we got to hold ourselves accountable as a people. You know what I'm saying? I got to hold myself accountable. You know what I mean? Straight up. That's all I'm saying. If we had more lawyers and doctors, more school teachers, that was African-American or black, you know what I'm saying? We have more black prosecutors. We have more black, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Then maybe it might be a numbers game. You know what I'm saying? Where it won't be as bad. But we perpetuate it. We share it and perpetuate it, bruh. When we out there and we out there like everybody sharing the 6ix9ine shit. You know what I mean? We all share the ignorant shit. All the ignorant shit. You know what I mean? So if we change the ignorant shit that we share, then they'll think that we're not thinking like that, bro. You know what I mean? We need to have a conversation in private amongst ourselves as a people. You know what I mean? And come up with a plan together as a people. You know what I'm saying? But it's hard to do that when everybody wants to be an individual. You know what I'm saying? And individually, they taking us out one by one. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. You know what I mean? Straight up. You know, ain't no quarrel. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you know, we can't forget about our other brothers that's not black. You know what I mean? We can't leave them out. We can't exclude them. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it takes a nation of, you know what I'm saying, it takes a village. But I do think we need a timeout, and we need to have a conversation amongst ourselves, and we need to organize amongst ourselves and figure out a plan, you know, how we going to act and conduct ourselves in public, you know what I mean, around other people. You know, but when we share all the ignorant shit because it's funny, you know what I mean, and, you know, I'm guilty of it too, you know what I mean? People think that's what we like, you know. I believe the COVID-19 was, you know what I'm saying, at some points, like Wally, to get us all in the house so Alexa can listen to us so they can, you know, develop how we think, how we talk, how we walk, so they can put it all back into machines, and so the machines can run the world, bro. You know what I mean? So, I mean, maybe I'm just overthinking. I don't know. It's your boy, Coach, man. We talking about what's going on, man. You know what I mean? Don't believe the hype. You know what I mean? Control the narrative. You know what I mean? We need more black and brown educators. You feel me? Straight up. You know what I mean? That's, you know, more black police. You know what I'm saying? More black police. More black guards. You know what I'm saying? You know? That's just what it is. You know what I mean? But anyway, we're going to keep this thing moving and grooving, man. I got some music for you. I've been preaching and you know, ranting and raving, you know what I mean, for a minute, man. You know? This one is my man, you know what I mean? Sugar Free, featuring SNOOP. This one is Don't Think What You Dick, Boy. Run a play.
Don't be thinking with your dick, boy. That's something valuable you taking from back home and from your bloodline, passing it down to some young cat, man, whose life you started to save.
Yeah, because now he can think with his other head.
Right.
You know, instead of thinking with the little head, think right. With the big head. That's okay. What Marco Jones used to tell me.
Okay, now remember the day you listened and you tried it.
Mm-hmm.
And some shit started working.
Yeah, it did.
That you couldn't explain to the next motherfucker.
They didn't get it.
You knew you couldn't talk to him.
Well, now he don't want it.
Right?
Yeah. Don't be thinking with your dick, boy.
Wasting my time.
She gonna think
it's
doing straight, boy.
God coming for me. Know I felt the heart. Dr. Dre started off rapping about a leak. I can't do too bad about the bar.
Shit. Same bitch, different shirt. If this is right.
God, please let something happen to the Cadillac converter on the airplane so she can miss her flight.
I can't.
Waiting on the square bitch, especially with no pass.
Shit. You're liable to lose the hole.
Where to choose is
I'm fucking with no one.
My cut down band grew back.
This information you see,
I come in peace with my hands open.
I sent you that.
Now at least look like you listen.
Or act like it's something you used to know.
So don't promote me or praise me, because you'll deny me before the rooster.
I heard the homie tell another homie, nah, you the heart.
He took it and ran with it like we expected.
This pussy gon' sell regardless.
Rebel.
Cause you trust it, that's the hoe. That's why I'm that's always busted.
Mm. Hey, look at it. Finding his way. And I was dealing, just fucking. Nigga, you know what I'm trying
to do. Don't be thinking with your dick, boy.
Wasting my time. Waiting on you.
She gon' think
it's
doing straight, boy.
She'll be back. She got dealt everybody in the hand, but she takes top corn. I don't be breaking my neck looking at no bitches when I seen her, my kneecaps got hard. And Astro was growing up really that tough.
And how much did your mother love?
She separated her index finger from her thumb and said about this much.
Look, somebody gave me some rules and them rules apply today.
No matter how many times you explain them to people, they don't know what you're trying to say.
If it's a bug,
and I wasn't the nigga I used to be.
Truthfully,
I was antisocial because I loved man, and it's the worst place. It is then that you learn that a smart man knows how to stay out of trouble and a wise man avoids in the first place.
Yeah, I'm in this for the swing down, swing low, and the purse fit.
Yeah, Peter's one of my little friends, and her dude core acting like the Hershey.
Like Trump, better scat, but we grab back.
On my way over here, I've seen fuck Trump on the back of a truck speeding. I wasn't mad at it.
So move your thighs, duck up.
A fool believes it is wise to learn from his own mistakes. Yeah. And someone
don't
else
be thinking with your dick, boy.
Wasting my time, waiting on you.
She gonna think it's doing straight, boy.
Don't change the lock on the door. She'll be back.
she gotta come back. Front end to the lag, she done done all kind of weird shit to you, and you took her back. No diggle, no smack. I don't fuck with her, that bitch a rat. See, this hoe will do everything that you tell her, and like a good neighbor, Snoop Dogg is here to sell her. She can be sold, the depot. Open up your mind and take a look through this peephole. Supplying her and buying her. I'm whipping her and dipping her, flipping her and lying her. Rules of engagement, popping like a pimp named Percy, but never with the same bitch. I never say the same shit. Equivalate that, this is the life of a Mac. See, I'm a real cool cat, as a matter of fact. Freak, tell him he bet not do that.
Don't be thinking with your dick, boy.
Don't change the lock on the door.
Yo, little brother, what you wanna be when you grow up?
I'm gonna be
Angela, huh? As I rise from the place that my eyes closed for nine or maybe five. If I was laid on the gridline, I jumped into the kid daddy and Rizzo to the spot. I carry my design, cause sometimes the spot be hot. I shoot a pig in a second, so I don't have to worry about no slave named Game Ticket. I rode up on the spot, I seen my cousin. I said, I feel I'ma like him just to let him know I love him. I guess I must have lost him, I left him in the dust, cause he couldn't calculate the dialect of a right jump. Black, why act like a gorilla? Not a gorilla from the zoo, but a gorilla that's a born killer. Cheat to the OD, a vote from a low click, giving all crazy to the trick. I know I lie in a person, a master wireless, he controls the whole show. Come down, see the ghost, the last of glorious messenger, the honorable Elijah Muhammad, played the role of Moses in the scripture. Last but not least, the Holy Spirit in our midst, after El Muhammad, the select one. The Father and the Son, that one was prophesied to come in the end, at the time of destruction. Since I doubled, since I have been in my midst, nick for too long, it's time to burn the Babylon. And I know that I'ma be one of the 144 G's to go when the mothership swings low. And for sure, it's controlled by 360. When it come get me, I'ma be 150 so it can lift me. For all you brothers that refuse to choose the way, I lie no personal matter. So while it's deep, they let you have your day. But in the end, that grin is gonna turn into a sad face. As we exit a blocking place for all your brothers that wanna come with me on a gorilla cheek, I say you better be an athlete on my heart. A young baby brother man shall wanna be a little while I take rides on the Astro. No things you used to know, but you don't know more because you're sleeping. Peep what I'm speaking, heat the words I'm teaching. FBL Muhammad, the select one is Allah, who came in a person, a master while I seek for ride. Muhammad, the second resurrection Lord I speak about. If I wanna see my God, I bounce to my teacher's house. I had a dream that I was on the is out, that's the his out. I had some dank, some drink, and my hero is about to go. We jumped in Montreal's out, smashed on the kid's ass, now I'm headed for the spit side. I dropped the hero is off, but I hit out. She kissed me on the cheek, cause I don't kiss freaks and they live out. She told me that she was gonna kiss on me at midnight, so I could get in them drizzles one more design. Time flew as I was kicking it with my crew, drinking here too. On the hill of 72, hell I'm not king, but I don't live a cocaine. I'm not in the dope game, but my meals still stay the same. So then I jumped in the dice game. The first row was 11, the second row was 7, and then I rolled a Sankey spoke. But I picked up my mail, little joke, came through the back door. Laugh, don't nobody wanna fade me. Beep, 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 it's 9 o'clock, my freak is paging. I asked my pizzer to let me use a sizzle. She said she was all alone, her mom and dad wasn't home. I told her that I was gonna call her when I get to the house. I hit the tank and in a drink and said I'm out. I got to the house, I got dressed, threw on my 501, put my t-shirt over my neck, and then I buttoned up my Pendleton. I had a vision, thinking about the motherfucking ass of El Muhammad. Yeah, little ass, you got something to say before we bounce?
Yeah, 1992 again. I'm famous to Allah.
You're the first one I swallowed before I'm Muhammad.
Everybody, Big Ron, you know what I mean? 310 in the house, man. You know what I mean? JT1900, you know what I mean? Chef A Green, man. Big, I see y'all, man. I love each and every one of y'all, man. I appreciate it, man. I'm out of here.
The Cody Warner, a king, Kilo, Doom Doom, Top City, the field, the council. 707, stand up.
Well, in the coach's corner, I make you a mourner. And that's what happens when it don't concern ya. 707, take the scene to playoff. Do anything to get us there like Adolf. Federation gang, a king and kilo. Doom Coon get more love than free throws. Coach Ali, ball out of respect. Wap City on mine and we go for the next.
Get up on the block, on the corner and post. This is the Coach Ali, the number one host. Play by play, he'll show you the ropes. Kilo, still on the king, please take note. Put me in. Coach, show him how he played. King doing kilos in the corner, man. With Coach Ali showing y'all the game. Got the best round here, boy. Flawless, man.